Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. America seeks to crown the Jewish entity as a king over the Arab and Islamic countries. Translated. News. In a joint press availability with the Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry in Cairo on the 21st of March 2024, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, quote, "Yesterday, I had an opportunity to meet with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, as well as with the foreign minister, and we had a very good discussion about the work we've been doing for many months now on normalization, and that work is moving forward. We're continuing to make good progress. I believe we can reach an agreement which would present a historic opportunity for two nations, but also for the region as a whole." End quote. Regarding a ceasefire, he added, quote, "We've closed the gaps, but there are still gaps. So I can't put a timeline on it. I can just say that we're committed to doing everything possible to reach an agreement, and that work is ongoing as we speak." End quote. The United States had made clear to Jews that there was no return to pre-October 7th situation, where the Jews believed they could reach an agreement with the Saudis without making significant progress on the Palestinian state. In his recent trips to the region, the U.S. Secretary of State stressed that the government of the Jewish state must make difficult decisions and move toward a two-state solution, that is, if it wants to achieve this normalization with Saudi Arabia, and if it wants the support of its Arab neighbors for security and reconstruction in Gaza. Comment. It is true that the Jewish state did not achieve the declared goals it set for its crusade against Gaza and all of Palestine. However, it achieved much more than that in a different sense. It is true that the Jewish state, with its cowardly army, was not able to completely eliminate the resistance. However, it succeeded in destroying the infrastructure of the Gaza Strip. It struck the resistance. It harmed the people in terms of killing, genocide, and demolition. It is true that the Jewish state was unable to secure the release of the prisoners who were captured on the 7th of October. However, in return, it imprisoned more than 15,000 from the West Bank and even more from Gaza. This is on the assumption that the Jewish state is serious in its intention to liberate its prisoners and not to use it as an excuse to carry out more blood-curdling massacres. It was clear from the fierce attacks of the Jews and their scorched earth policy that the Jews were not able to secure the return of their prisoners, alive at least. This loss is what the crusade commanders described as exorbitant costs. As for restoring the security situation to what it was before the 7th of October, the Jewish state has eliminated any way to do so. All the conspiring parties are preparing to create a completely demilitarized entity under the control of Abbas's authority, neighboring countries, and international forces. With full American cover for the massacres of the Jewish state, America was able to market the Jewish state as a rogue entity that is above every law, custom, and principle. America provided the entity with all the means for rebellion against all human norms and values without accountability. America unleashed the Jews in their brutal oppression under full view of the Islamic Ummah, its governments, its armies, and its people. It imposed on the agent regimes in the Islamic world inaction over these crimes. It imposed the restraining of the Muslim armies and the gagging of the mouths of the general public for mere condemnation of the massacres of the Jews. For the international community, the Jewish entity has become an quote-unquote American-like state that considers anyone who does not support it in its crimes to be anti-Semitic, even if they are among its allies and providers of its blessings. On Saturday, the 23rd of March 2024, the entity's foreign minister, Israel Katz, attacked the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, after his statements regarding the need to facilitate the entry of aid into the Gaza Strip. Katz responded harshly to the Secretary General after his criticism of the humanitarian crisis in Gaza during his visit to the Rafah border crossing on Saturday, claiming that the United Nations has become an quote-unquote anti-Semitic and anti-Israel body. The Jewish state achieved more than it dreamed in the terms of killing, destruction, and displacement. It achieved that with international, regional, and Arab cover. More than that, is the continuation of the normalization that is taking place with the treacherous rulers of the Arab and non-Arab before the events of October 7th. Normalization was even not affected by the massacres that followed that date. Even more than that, America is now rewarding the Jewish state for its crimes by extending bridges of normalization for the entity with the state of Bani Saud, in the heart of the Islamic world. After all this, some people like to claim that the Jewish state did not achieve what it had planned. They claim that it will emerge defeated from the battle. They are ignoring all the previous achievements achieved by the Jewish state on the ground, politically and regionally. Some of these voices will not read the reality well in all its aspects. So some rejoiced over small achievements here, whilst ignoring huge losses. Then there are other voices that want to numb the ummah and mislead public opinion. This is so that the ummah, with the global public opinion, does not reach the stage of explosion. It seems that there is nothing left for America but to crown the Jewish state as king over the Arab League and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. This is just as the tribes in Medina were plotting to crown Abdullah bin Abi bin Salul as their king in Medina before the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, overtook them. Unless the Ummah takes action and overthrows its treacherous rulers by installing a Khalifa Rashid, rightly guided caliph, who unifies it under the Khilafa Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, America will overtake the Muslims by crowning the Jewish entity as the leader over an Ummah of Arabs and non-Arabs. Then Netanyahu will declare his decisive victory over the Islamic Ummah. The Ummah must rectify its situation before it's too late. It must not be deceived by the illusions woven by the media outlets that serve America and the Jews directly or indirectly, internationally or uninternationally. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Bilal Muhajir, Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.